As a director, do you find it any challenge to work with just two actors, or is there a positive to working with two actors?
On the one hand, it cuts down the number of people you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have a show with 20 people and you're splitting yourself all over the place, it's just very, very difficult. But if it's just two people, it's difficult in a very different way, especially when people are very knowledgeable. Understand it. I mean, Joan for years has done what I've done. She's as much a director as I am. She knows her own field. So that's a bit of a challenge for the director. Your director could take over. Mm-hmm. Your actor could take over and direct. And then when they knew each other so well, it was a little bit of an awkward thing, you know, that I'm the outside here. But it worked out really well. We all work together and enjoy working together. So it's been a really great experience. So some of my concerns at the beginning proved to be faultless. You know, there's no point to them. And we've worked well about developing this.
I'm going to jump to, as well, this connection that the three of you had. I understand just from reading your bios that you're all three have a connection to Montreal. You've all studied there. So is this something that you've kind of brought with you, or is there still that connection of Montreal?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as connected there as long as these mm-hmm. have been. I was there, I lived there for 15 years, and then I moved away from there. I never knew any of them, but I knew people who would have known them because of the connections through the theatre. It's just, you know, I said to Joan one day, I said, you know, I wish I had known her and Charles and Melissa when I was in Montreal. I lived on the South Shore. They were on the island. It would have been wonderful to have had that connection then. In fact, coming from Montreal next weekend, our sound manager is coming, and his wife, they're both obviously really involved in theatre. And it was fun when we got together recently and we had dinner. And I said, oh, I wish I'd known you in Montreal too. That we just really connected and clicked together. It's really sweet.
But that may have had a whole different story ending had you met them then. And talking about serendipity, because I think you've already said this just kind of happened, and because you were in Montreal and then you came here for through your husbands, you said. So is that
that's me?
Oh yes, of course. Yes, Charles is your husband and producer. Yes,
he's our producer. Yes. And he produces, so to speak. He's the, what I like to call, the vicar at St. Mary Magdalene Church. And so yes, I have an agent in Montreal. And she very graciously said, well, it's only 3.5 hours away. You know, we can try to work this out. It was tricky for me because I had just retired from the teaching part of my career. And I was getting geared up to just focus on my own performance career. And all of a sudden, I wasn't going to be in my hometown. So
her husband said, what about Picton?
So that was a challenge, but it's gone really, really well. And I've very much enjoyed the getting involved in the creative and artistic community of the county. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, it's very rich.
It, yeah, can't most complain definitely. At all, most definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Melissa, the same with you. You came here through your husband's work, and
we were both in agreement of coming here. We had heard about this place. We were living in Toronto at that time, and we rented an Airbnb and just wanted something different. And there was possibility in his field. He's a doctor, so when we came here. Coming from Toronto, it's such a big, bustling place. And as much as I miss the city, there's something about this place that I find people are so willing to get together and make something. And, you know, we're talking about, wouldn't it have been nice in Montreal if we would? But Montreal, in perspective compared to here, is so much bigger. Mm-hmm. But here, it just happens because it's such a small place where people get together. And
translating your life and bringing it here, and you're still pursuing acting and being able to bring things to stage. And
And I mean, you know, we were in Toronto for 4 years almost. And I thought, well, if we live in the middle of Montreal and Toronto, I can work both cities. And I didn't know if something would come to fruition here, but it certainly did. And there's so many beautiful buildings. There's so much richness and culture, and the theater is really intimate.
And we love this.
Yeah. It's
We really love this.
It's a great honor to.
When I was getting close to retirement, my daughter, who was living in Winnipeg at the time, she was in Toronto, and she said, oh, when you retire, why don't you and Mum move to Toronto, and we can see each other, we can go out for coffee, and this. And we both thought, that's going to happen. So she said, why don't you try Prince Edward County? And I said, never heard of it. So I came down to Toronto, stayed with her. She loaned me her car, and I came out here. At the end of 3 days, I was buying a house. I just fell in love with this place. My wife hadn't seen it except in little pictures, I said.
Yeah. You know? I think that's almost everybody's story. You come here for a weekend and it's like, what is this magical place? I want to live here.
Colleen, the longest in the sense that I went down to one of the plays that the County Theatre Group were putting on. It was Scrooge, Christmas Carol. And I went down to help paint sets. That's all I wanted to do. And I ended up doing 3 or 4 minor roles in the play and painting sets, meeting Carlene here, which was a great thing because in the end, when we needed a stage manager, I thought, I know somebody who would be a good stage manager. So.
Well, you did mention Mount Tabor Theatre and Mount Tabor Playhouse. So what is it that you think you love about playing here?
The intimacy and the acoustic. It's so I did The Belle of Amherst here. So it's the story of Emily Dickinson, and she's invited people into her living room. It's the basic premise of it. And I really felt the old wood, I felt like I was in her home, Fred's magnificent set. And talking to people, the intimacy of her being able to just go out and talk to the people in the audience, it was just astounding. And then on a first name basis, same thing. I mean, that was a fourth wall show more that, but it's alive. It's very alive. And yet with the intimacy. So I just love it. Mm. It has a special, I would dare to say, spiritual feel.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So let's talk about the show dates. When is the show coming live to the stage?
We're opening on Thursday, September the 22nd, 7 o'clock at night. That's our opening night. And then we have shows from there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 22nd through 34th at 7 o'clock. Sunday is a matinee on the 25th, another matinee on Wednesday, the 28th, and then the 29th, 30th, 1st of October, if I got that right, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yes, those are evening performances at 7 o'clock, and we close on Sunday, October the 2nd at 2 o'clock, another matinee. Yes, and the matinees have that extra feature. The evening ones, we finish too late for people to want to do that.
Okay.
So the matinees ones, when the play's over, the cast and crew come back onto the stage, and folks who would like to chat, ask questions, and so on, have opportunity to do that at the end of each of those performances.
Lovely. So come out to a matinee if you want to get engaged with that. Perfect.
Exactly.
A little bit more of an after show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where can people get more information about the show? And more importantly, where can they get tickets?
Where do they
buy their
Absolutely.
Tickets?
Absolutely. So you'll find our website, countyroadstheatre.ca. If you just start Googling County Roads Theater, you get to finish that, it'll take you to the website. That'll tell you all kinds of things about the play. You'll have our bios for the different people involved and, of course, a link there to buy tickets online. If you don't like buying tickets online, you can buy tickets at Books & Company. And you just say, I want tickets for Collected Stories, and they know exactly what you're talking about at the cash register, and they'll look after you. And, of course, you can buy tickets at the door as well.
Well, thank you all so very, very much for inviting me here to watch a bit of a rehearsal, get a sense of, because it looks, I mean, it's lovely already, just from the little bit that I saw, lovely. Come on out and see Collected Stories. So thank you again for having me here.
Thank you for being here.
I was speaking today with the cast and crew of Collected Stories, a County Roads Theatre presentation that is directed by Fred Robinson. For more information and where to buy online tickets, please visit countyroadstheatre.ca. Tickets are also available at Books & Company and at the door. Thank you for listening to Art Scene. Please join us next week with co-host Karen Bell. Art Scene is heard every Friday and is co-hosted by Sarah Moran, Karen Bell, and myself, Cheryl Singer. If you have an interview idea for Art Scene, please send us an email at artscene@993countyfm.ca.